In the previous sessions, we've looked at the protocol for baptism, how a person goes from learning about baptism to actually getting baptized. Well, in this final session, we're going to look at some practical things as it relates to the actual ceremony of baptism. Once the candidate has been cleared for baptism, you're ready for the actual baptism ceremony. You might want to plan this out at least a month in advance, because oftentimes they're going to want to invite family and friends and neighbors to this service. Just remember again, this is very important, this is a golden opportunity for the gospel and for evangelism. Baptism, of course, is a visual illustration of the gospel. In fact, you might even want to train your church, your ushers, your greeters, to be extra sensitive to new people on this particular day. It would be wonderful if the whole church was on board and prepared and reaching out to visitors who are coming to see this baptism. So encourage those being baptized to invite as many people as they possibly can. It is a great opportunity for the name of Christ to be honored. So don't waste baptisms. And honestly, I know for me personally, they are my favorite Sundays. I can think back to a number of different baptisms we've had where I've just been filled with tears and thankfulness for the gospel and the church and what the Lord has done. So these are precious moments for the life of the church, and we want to just encourage you not to waste these times. But let's get practical. This is going to be particularly helpful for those of you who've never officiated a baptism before. And if you have, hopefully you'll pick up a few things here that may be of help and service to you. So here's what I would say. First of all, walk through. Let's say you have one person or five different people who are going to be baptized. Walk through the order of service with them. Let the people know who's going to go first, who's going to go second, etc. And explain to them that you know, person number one will read his testimony, and then he'll walk over here. He's going to step into the tank, or the lake or the tub or whatever it is. And then number two is going to go, and we're going to hand the microphone, and here's what's going to happen. And then we're going to close the service in a song or prayer or whatever it is. And then you're going to exit over here, and you're going to get dressed, and you're going to come back downstairs, or you're going to go greet people. Just explain to them the order of service. They've likely never done this before, and so it's important that you walk through with them the details. Second of all, give them guidance on what to wear. As a general rule, dark colored clothes work best. You might suggest shorts and a shirt for men, or board short swimsuit with a t-shirt over it for women. We would suggest a swimsuit with shorts and a top over the swimsuit. The last thing you want is, you know, some kind of scandalous see-through shirt or something like that. But make sure they have towels ready and prepared. And especially when they step out of the tank, for ladies, we actually have a lady in our church who has taken it upon herself to take a robe. And as soon as a lady has stepped out of the tank, immediately cover her, just to avoid any embarrassing things that could happen, particularly for women. We don't want to have anything embarrassing or humiliating or anything that would take attention away from the gospel and the Lord. Let the candidates know they should have an extra set of clothes, as again, they'll likely be fellowshipping and meeting with people afterwards. It's also a good idea to give them a baptismal certificate to record the events. Whoever's performed the baptism would want to sign that. Maybe the elders want to sign that as well. And third, you're going to want to go over the mechanics of the actual baptism. Now, it's possible in rare occasions you may have a person who actually is afraid of water. You're just going to want to work through that with them theologically and help them through that. But you're going to want to go through the mechanics. And this can be done during the class or maybe the morning of. But I'll often position myself and the individual similar to our positions in our context. We have a feeding trough as like a tank. And I'll tell them what you're going to do after you share your testimony is you're going to walk around, you're going to step in the water, You're going to want to make sure, by the way, you don't have ice cold water if you're doing it indoors. And I'll help them step into the tank. Maybe there's an assistant who's helping, making sure they don't slip. And in our case, because our tank is fairly shallow, I'll have them sit on their bottom, and then I'll have them take one hand and grab their wrist like this, or grab their hand like this. And then with one hand on their back, I'll grab this arm and show them how basically, you know, we're going to go down like this and going to put you all the way under, and then we're going to pull you up. And you'll have one hand on their back, one hand on their wrist. But a dry run like this is helpful. It's helpful for you, but it's also helpful for them. And thinking through, we have to say it, but just the logistics, if you have someone larger than you, you're going to want to think through, are you going to need extra help? You want to analyze any way to make this less embarrassing and not humiliating for the person. Because of buoyancy, you're going to have to think through about the pressure of actually dunking them all the way. So these are things to just think through and talk about with them beforehand. I encourage them on the front end as they're going down, for instance, to remain stiff, just to ensure you get a good dunk. And of course, these are relatively minor issues in the grand scheme, but it's something you need to be prepared for and at least think through ahead of time, especially if you've never done this. I should mention this, sadly we need to mention it, but there is a risk of, especially indoors, indoor context, of electrocution. Pastors have actually died who've carried a microphone near the water or in the water. And this is a real risk, and it would be a nightmare if it happened. Some people might not even ever think about this, but you need to think about these things. So overall, be painfully clear. Go over the details with people and be prepared.